require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening. It's another edition of He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. I want to also welcome our friends joining us on the apps. That's the TuneIn Radio app and the Simple Radio app. And we just got that app fixed, by the way, so we can now listen again on the Simple Radio app. I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Owens. And for once, Jeff knows if it's morning or night.
So it's good to be with you this evening, and we're here with you every Monday at 5 on the airwaves, and we'd love to hear from you. So you can come join us at 504-556-9696. You can also email me at jeff@wgso.com, and we'll cruise into an open line segment. Love to get your thoughts on a host of issues.
So we've had some feedback from some very, very upset left-wing Democrats that we are not allowing their viewpoints. So I am going to personally invite Reverend Brown to call this show, and what I'm going to suggest is that you do not filibuster your opinion, okay? It's a conversation. So you make a point, and then we make a point. It goes back and forth like that, okay? So that's the rules. Them's the rules. But we would love to talk to you.
504-556-9696 to join us. So, Mimi, a lot going on. Of course, you've got now efforts underway for the House to remove a duly elected congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's what the Flaming Liberal was calling about this morning, trying to bring up some of her controversial tweets in the past and saying that she needs to go.
Did he filibuster?
She needs to be removed. And
did he filibuster?
He's just, you know, kept talking about things that she had done in the past. And what I pointed out to him was that she was elected by her constituents. And she said, well, what if Charles Manson would have been elected? I said, well, he's a serial murderer and she's not.
So. But guess what? It's called America. You can't run for office from jail. So I guess.
Well, you can.
It's a hypothetical.
You can. You've in Congress.
Well, if
James Traficant ran for Congress from prison in Ohio. He didn't win, but he did run from prison.
But it's America.
Right.
And if they voted for him,
he could vote by.
I mean, they'd be a bunch of idiots.
By
but,
proxy, yeah.
You know.
You can theoretically run for a congressional seat. You don't have to live in the congressional district, too. A little footnote there. But anyway, she is getting a lot of heat right now. Democrats are trying to get her removed. And she's saying, hey, I'm for America First. I'm for President Trump. I have his support. I'm not going anywhere.
So this is my opinion of what's going on. So you cannot, they want to destroy all things Trump. And if you support Trump, you will be canceled. And you will possibly face prosecution. So we all know what they did to Carter Page and Papadopoulos and
Manafort,
Flynn,
Stone,
Bannon. They were punished for helping Trump to get elected. And
right.
That's all that was about. You are punished. And so now they've created this narrative that Trump supporters are all white supremacists and they are a danger to America.
You know what's interesting?
And it's not the caravan coming up from the South.
It's
us.
It's a candidate who got 50% more black vote than he did 4 years ago. He got 12% compared to 4 years ago when he only got 8%.
Lies, they tell you.
Well, that's the truth.
Those are lies.
Not lies, I'm telling you. Those are the numbers.
You know what else isn't a lie?
Yeah.
Trump won the election, and it was stolen. And I will not let them gaslight us by repeatedly stating that he did not win. That's all this is about. It's a narrative. People, don't let him do it.
There's an impeachment trial that's going to start next Monday, and the president got rid of his legal team. He's bringing in some new lawyers. And I think one of the reasons he is because he wants the new lawyers to make the claims about the election.
There is some discussion about that, back to along the lines of being punished. So the Keystone Pipeline was being, the jobs there were union. Who did the union support in this last election?
Well,
Donald J. Trump.
A lot of the rank and file did. The bosses always vote Democrat, always support the Democrats.
So you must be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The border security, all of what's going on there, the workers building the wall.
Yeah.
Union.
Right.
Okay, so they are being punished.
Why would any union member vote Democrat anyway? Because all the Democrats want to do is flood this country with illegal immigrants and take away union jobs from Americans. So, and bring down the wages of union workers. So I don't know why any union worker would be for a Democrat like Joe Biden.
It's very similar to why African Americans have thought their whole lives they needed to vote Democrat. It's just they've been beaten into submission.
You're talking about programming?
Yes.
Because they're quote-unquote leaders, you know, pastors, reverends in the black community say vote Democrat. Union bosses say vote Democrat. Teachers unions say vote Democrat. So this is what they've been pushing for decades.
Absolutely. And so now we have this mob coming towards our border. Our president, Biden, fake president, he's, you know, in name only, he has now put out 100...
He's a Pino?
Yes. He has now put out 100-day mask mandate. He's also told the people in the mob coming up to our border that they have 100 days. 100 days, because you can't have COVID and come into this country.
Right.
Okay? And you can't travel, you know, all these things. And so they are going to be given the COVID vaccination, people, when they get here. Now, we are in big trouble.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going to end up happening? We're going to be in caravans, getting the hell out of here. I'm not kidding you. They learned how to take this country down because we've never, ever been attacked outside of Pearl Harbor on our shores. So now they figured out.
Well, 9/11 was an attack.
Exactly. But they have figured it out, Jeff. And now it's from within.
All right. Open line here in the program. It's 504-556-9696. Talking about, what's going on with the new Biden administration. 40 executive orders. Not only is he stopping the border wall, which is destroying jobs at the border, stopping the Keystone Pipeline, which is destroying jobs throughout several states in our country, but he's also, of course, pushing this climate change agenda. He's making sure that we don't say the words China virus. He's putting...
Scrubbing the English language.
He's putting executive orders on everything from race to jobs to COVID to climate change. Trying to undo everything that Donald Trump did, and I think he's gonna be in for a rude awakening because not everything Donald Trump did was unpopular. In fact, most of what Donald Trump did was popular.
And what did they call him? Trump, a dictator.
Oh man,
with his pen.
That's nothing compared to what Biden's done.
Now who's the dictator with his pen?
Biden has issued 10 times the number of executive orders that Donald Trump did.
Look,
10 times.
These congressmen have egos. Do you think that they're going to sit down and let him usurp the Congress?
Well, you would think they would fight back. And
it's only been 2 weeks. Wait till he keeps doing it.
They raised a ruckus about what Donald Trump did, and that's nothing compared to what this guy has done. So we'll see. And of course, Joe Biden is never really had a press conference, has he? Have you seen him really engage with any reporters?
Not at all. And we all know Trump spoke to them every day.
You know what Biden does? He'll sign something, and then the reporters will be there, and then his aides are like, thank you, thank you, thank you, leave, and then rush out the reporters.
And then before they can ask a question. Before the commercial break, Fox News reporter Juicy, he yells out, what did you speak with Putin about? And he said, your mother. That is despicable.
Yeah, that's pretty... pretty rude.
He's a rude
and really man. And really that's sexist.
If you ask what, just common people will ask him a question and he gets up in their faces.
Come on, man, what are you talking about?
Dog face. Pony soldier.
All right, we'll come back and deal with some other issues, get some of these emails in, take your phone calls. Open line here, and he said she said on WGSO. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Coming up tonight on WLAE-TV. At 7, get the medical news you can use on Hello Health. At 8, discover the local artists that make our city unique on Made in New Orleans. And at 9, Live with Passion, hosted by Father Cedric Pesena. It's only on WLAE New Orleans Public Television. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 7-Eleven, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Hey, we're back right here in the airways on WGSO. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Owens.
And we're taking calls at 504-556-9696. Open line, any topic you want to address, fair game. Also want to get into some of the things that are going on here locally. Mardi Gras is canceled.
Canceled.
But we got house floats. House floats. 3,000 locations. Wow.
Wow.
Hey, we can cancel Mardi Gras, but you can't take the Mardi Gras out of New Orleanians.
Oh, well, she's in for a rude awakening because you can't keep New Orleans down. On Mardi Gras Day, I remember when they canceled it back in the 80s.
79.
And people still, they came out in their convertibles. They mm-hmm. threw beads. They were, I mean, and I encourage everyone to do that. I do.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then, of course, there was a big party on Bourbon Street. She called it unacceptable, condemning people from hanging out there. And let me tell you, more people are going to be doing that between now and February 16th, Mardi Gras Day. And she can yell and scream. I don't know how she's going to stop that, do you?
She can't stop it.
Yeah.
You know what? If the second liners were allowed to have their jazz funeral... because it's their way of life. Mm-hmm. Just ignore the cat in the background. If they have their way of life, then Mardi Gras is also a way of life. So, honestly, what's the difference?
All right, let's take some calls. 504-556-9696. We'll go to Ron, who is with us in New Orleans. Hey, Ron, how are you? Good morning.
Hey,
good afternoon.
Jeff,
good evening.
Ron and Treme. How you doing?
Ron and Treme. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm undercover. I said Ron from New Orleans by mistake, but it's me. I went to grammar school with you. You know who I am.
And Treme's in New Orleans. Right.
I love Treme.
You know it. I wanted to let you guys know, I'm going with one of the first things you said, okay?
Yeah.
Democrats cannot, will not, and do not debate. Because they know that what they are preaching to their debate, I mean, to their, you know, to their people, is not right. And that's why you get these things like your mama. Okay? Hey, what are y'all talking about? Your mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to tell you something funny. Actually, it's not funny. I was amazed. The last time I challenged a Democrat, a very good friend of mine, to a debate, because I was so sick of what this person was saying, we sat down, we made debate rules, we agreed to listen to each other, we spoke for 2 hours. You know what happened at the end of that 2 hours? We had
what?
A new Republican.
That's awesome.
I converted this person.
He wasn't one of our classmates from school, was he?
No, not that smart, Jeff. anyway, you see, that's what happens, okay? Now, here's the big picture. The reason why they came after Trump as hot and as heavy as they did is because the last thing they wanted him to do is to be up there on a podium at one of these big events telling people the truth. Everything happens when you let somebody with a little bit of business sense and somebody with a heart that wants people to do what achieve what they want to achieve. Look at Florida. Look at Miami. I mean, look at Florida. He won Florida. There's a lot of Cubans in Florida. They don't want to go back to that. And why do you see all these people at the border? Why does everybody want to come here? Because they want the opportunity to be the best they can be. And that's the last thing the Democrats want. And that's why they hate Trump so much, because he exposed so much of that. I couldn't believe how happy I was when I found out that Trump was basically going down to Florida and setting up shop. Anyway, go ahead.
You know one thing, and I know Mimi's got something too. The thing that I've always thought about Trump is that the reason he was so popular is he spoke for the forgotten masses. He spoke for the people that didn't feel like they had a voice. He spoke for folks who had been overlooked and ignored for so many generations. He connected with them, and he had that bond with them. And that's never going away. Those people would do anything for him. And I haven't seen that in a politician really since Ronald Reagan.
Well, and the other reason, the other reason that they're afraid of him is because he actually solves problems all around the world. And they don't want to solve the problems. In fact, they want to make them worse so they can stay relevant. If you solve all the world's problems, what job do you have?
Yeah, they want to do is make the government bigger. They want to continue to siphon money.
Rudy
Giuliani has something on YouTube. It's called Common Sense. You ought to go look at episode 52. He stopped at about episode 99. I don't know whether they made him stop or whatever.
No more Rudy YouTube shows.
It appears that the last episode he did was several weeks ago. Okay,
but what
I'm doing is I'm seeing the older episodes. Go back and look at episode 52 and episode 53. It's amazing. Last night I listened to it. I watched it on YouTube. They were talking about the loss of between $3 and $5 billion as far as the Ukraine. Where the money went. It's amazing. And Rudy's got all the evidence you need. I mean, he linked everybody up. He went down there and found out what was going on.
No, but Ron, that's a lie. That didn't happen.
you
know that's what they
look.
Say.
Yeah.
I know, but that's what they say.
Oh, I was playing with you. Yeah, of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what they want. They're not going to debate with you. That's the last thing they want. And this new style, you know, this left-wing ideology where, you know, we're moving more towards socialism and a democratic dictatorship, that's why you get answers like your mama. The last thing they wanted was Trump sitting up there at these speeches just telling people how American life really is like, because that's what we want. And that's the last thing the Democrats want you to hear. Anyway, go ahead.
Great points, Ron. And, you know, I think they used to maybe have some candidates and some activists who wanted to debate. And then over the past few years, you've seen what college campuses have turned into. I mean, when I went to college, we had debates, we had forums, we had discussion about different ideas.
There was a debate club.
There's nothing like that now. And if you do go against the groupthink, you're considered a radical, you're banned, and your life is made miserable. I know a lot of people now are wondering, you know, what kind of situation are their kids going to have in college if they're conservatives?
And kudos to you, Ron, for trying to have a dialogue, because that's what's missing in this country. Kudos.
And he got converted a new Republican. How about that?
How about that?
Well, doesn't surprise me about Ron. Thank you, my friend, and always appreciate your calls. That's Ron in Treme. My old classmate, 504-556-9696. Not that old, by the way. Not that old.
I don't know about that.
Matthew in Metairie is with us. What's going on, my friend? How are you? Good evening.
Good morning. So time for some remoralizing news. There's something called the Western Energy Alliance that's filed suit against the Biden administration for something called the violation of the Administrative Procedures Act about canceling new leases for drilling on public lands, and I guess by extension, water. This is supposed to file suit somewhere in Wyoming. This is from a YouTube channel called Beyond the Noise. Before they just went all, you know, the United States is a corporation, talking about other such weirdness, but really, you're wasting everybody's time talking about that stuff, people. I know you all want money to get out your chest, but you gotta stay focused like a laser on the important stuff.
So if you could have one thing people should stay focused on, Matthew, what should that be?
COVID-19, we need to focus on destroying the news media's ability to continue to scare our families with
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a real good one. Because
my question is how? I mean,
yeah,
they're lying to us, but how do we prove that the news media is lying to us?
Well, I think one idea is just for people to ignore them and go about their business, and they see if people start ignoring these rules and regulations and lockdowns and dictates, which are all unconstitutional, then we can get back to normal. Otherwise, it's still going to be this kind of nonsense that we're facing right now. But
and I encourage people to, you need to go with what you see with your own eyes. Not what you hear, all right? So if you know something for a fact and you're seeing it, that's what you go with, and not what you're being told.
But I think Matthew hit upon a very important issue. Maybe it's the issue, because COVID-19 led to the mail-in ballots, which led to the electoral fraud, which led to the Democrats being able to hang on to power, which led to all these dictates and people being now forced to do things that they shouldn't have to do. And so it led to more government power, fraudulent elections, fear. And
COVID was a political tactic, period.
And I think that would be a good, if we're going to focus on one thing, that would be a good one to fight against. And there's a lot of material there. Thank you, Matthew. All right, more He Said, She Said coming right on the airwaves on WGSO. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Taxpayer expense. When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The storm that slammed California with up to 15 inches of rain and more than 100 inches of snow before dumping a foot of snow on the Midwest is now hitting the Northeast. And as it did in California, the system will stall out, burying cities of the Northeast under their biggest snowfall in years. The weather causing havoc even when it comes to vaccinations in New York City.
Vaccinations are canceled today. They're also going to be canceled tomorrow. It'll be icy. It'll be treacherous. We do not want seniors, especially out in those conditions. So we're going to have vaccinations off for today and tomorrow. Come back strong on Wednesday. We'll be able to catch up quickly.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Biden administration trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that have been sent to states but have now gone missing. USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer, along with...
Mimi Owens.
Mimi, I see that there are all kind of folks fired up about the recall of the governor of California, this...
Get him!
...doofus named Gavin Newsom. Guess where there's also a recall going on?
Here.
Here in Louisiana. We got a recall effort that's going to be going on for another few weeks... of John Tinkerbell Edwards, and I'm hoping, or John Taco Bell Edwards. So I'm hoping we can get a big just push at the final few weeks to get people going to recallgov.com, if I'm not mistaken. I'll get that website. And it's hashtag on Twitter, go GEAUX recall, hashtag go recall on Twitter, and certainly going to try to spread the word about that, because there hadn't been much publicity about that, has there?
There was.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yes.
And then it sort of faded.
A little bit.
Yeah, but
from
John
what
Bell.
I noticed on Facebook, that's social media. Yeah. I don't see much.
But then John Bell Edwards' horrible leadership never faded.
No.
I mean, it just kept going and going and going and going and going. I played a video this morning of him, all of his different mask requests, you know, wear a mask, 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 mask. I mean, he's like he's a mask fanatic.
I believe that Cedric Richmond, and now that he's on the administration's advisor, you know, one of the advisors, is going to work out a big, big stimulus, you know, like, package for the state of Louisiana. Huge. Bailing out LaToya.
All right. We shall see. He's with the Office of Engagement, whatever that is. All right. Let's take some calls right here in the airwaves. Our friend Brian in Metairie checking in with us. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys and gals. Did you say Mr. Cedric was on his administration or administration?
He is.
Oh, come on now. That's sexist.
Yeah.
That's sexist.
Have you seen how he's running around Washington? He's like,
no,
he's
I
got
haven't.
Two Everberry batteries in each pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sees what his future is, just like the Morioles.
Yeah.
Ain't no joke on that one.
No offense to the guy, but I've never been impressed with his leadership, and I thought he was a poor congressman.
He's very combative.
Very rude toward Republicans.
No,
very rude.
He's beyond rude, Mr. Cruer.
Yeah.
First off, the multitude of vaccines that disappeared, we're never going to see that again, but what foreign country it went to is going to be a surprise. Number two, the Chinese vaccine is now coming into the United States. Why are they allowing this to happen? Now, Merck has either stopped or they slowed down production big time of their vaccines because of some type of not contamination, but unsure of some of the...
Can I speak on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me speak on that.
Yes, ma'am,
yeah.
Please.
Okay. Very good friend of ours and fellow WGSO host. Her father-in-law, no, mother-in-law, got the vaccine, and 10 days later, she passed away today.
Yes.
Out of the blue.
Yes.
And she had other examples of loved ones who got the vaccine and then shortly thereafter passed away. And they're not putting the information out there. You know, we all have a choice to make.
I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it.
So she's asking for prayers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We need prayers. We need prayers,
oh,
Brian.
Most definitely. There's a new toy out now. It's Demitel. It's a doll put out by Demitel, and it's a doll of Mr. Fauci. If you squeeze it real hard, his eyes pop out, his teeth shoot across the room.
Okay, that's about
Have
right.
Have a good day.
All right, my friend. Thank you. 504-556-9696. We're hearing more of those cases where people are taking that vaccine. This one congressman took the vaccine and then got COVID. Then you're hearing of people with severe side effects. You're also hearing of people that die.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just a concern that I have. I think people need to make their own decision. If they want to take it, fine. Nobody should be forced to take it.
Not at all.
All right, let's take some.
As a matter of fact, yeah. I've had conversations with my children.
Yeah.
And I know my youngest was smart enough to say, Mom, I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to go get it right away.
I don't think any child needs to be taking that at all.
I
really don't.
They're still growing.
Children aren't even
right.
A risk group.
Exactly.
All right, let's take some more. 504-556-9696. As he said, she said on WGSO. Jeff Cruer here. Mimi Owens with us, cruising through an open line, taking your calls. Our good friend, fired up friend, is with us. Cajun Buccaneer. Hey, Cajun Buccaneer.
Hey, good evening, brothers and sisters. Our precious home and nation is under an ever-increasing invasion and attack. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are all under siege. Every day, alleged President Joe Chicom asset / Agent Biden and his evil administration force more and more new Nazi normal, forced government compliance, 666 executive execution disorders upon all of us. This is an evil cancel culture that plans to destroy and erase and eliminate abort America as we know it. Donald Trump and American patriotic Christians must start and join a new American Christian Jesus party. If we get a party, let's party with Jesus. We must not surrender our homes and nation, America, over to cutthroats, mad scientists and doctors, and evil, psychopathic politicians. Now wake up, America. Amen.
Yes. All right.
Amen.
Well, I know Vincent Bruno is going to be happy with that because he's the founder of the Christian Party. Party with Jesus.
I love that.
Yeah, that was very good, Cajun Buccaneer. All right, 504-556-9696 to join us. Hey, Mimi, I don't know if you've seen this, but Ted Cruz said in one interview that he thought Donald Trump had, quote, crossed the line in his comments on January 6th. His comments before then concerning the election, and you mentioned earlier you thought the election was stolen. Ted Cruz is saying, quote, what I've said is election fraud is real. We need to examine the evidence, look at the actual facts. He thought President Trump went too far and did not prove any of it in court. So thus it was irresponsible, according to Ted Cruz. And
How do you have a controversy if nobody looks into it?
Right.
How do you have, when you have liberal judges that shut you down at every turn, and the Supreme Court, they should have taken this up. There's no more important issue than this. There's nothing more important. We don't have a country.
Yeah.
They themselves will be irrelevant if we don't have a country.
And they had opportunity after opportunity, and they didn't do it. And just a lack of courage, because they knew that if they did, there would be a massive outcry from the left. 504-556-9696. And one more issue, and then we'll go to the phone calls. President Trump has now got new attorneys. So he's moving in for this sham, this show trial, this kangaroo court, which is going to be held Monday. Some Republicans are saying, Mimi, that instead of convicting the president, they should just censure him and make sure he doesn't run again. What do you think of those ideas?
So what's the difference between if they impeached him or censured?
To censure him would be they don't have the votes to convict him on the impeachment charge. But if they censure him, in effect, it would be the same thing in that he wouldn't be able to run again. But so they wouldn't say that he was convicted of inciting insurrection, but his actions and words were so reprehensible that he should be censured and prevented from running again. And for that, they would only need a majority vote. They wouldn't need a two-thirds vote. So theoretically, if all the Democrats voted for it and a few of these Rhino Republicans, it would pass.
So the outcome from Trump supporters is the same, no matter if you convict or censure. So they're still going to, what, rile everyone up. That's why those gate. That's why that big gate wall that Nancy has there is there. That's why the National Guard is still in Washington, D.C.
And Democrats are calling in more National Guard ahead of their illegal impeachment of Donald Trump.
Because they know what's going to happen. They're inciting violence.
You know who incited violence? Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders.
No, they didn't.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
I don't know what you're seeing with your own eyes and common sense. You need to listen to what they're telling you. That didn't happen.
Yeah. All right. Mimi Owens with us. Jeff Carrere here. And you can join us. Open line discussion, 504-556-9696, right here in the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM. And, of course, WGSO.com. And back with our apps, Simple Radio app and TuneIn Radio app, so you can check us out there. Quick time out. We'll be back. Tempted, but the truth is discovered.
What's been going on? A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help. Call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit MADD.org for more information.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
All right, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Owens.
And Mimi, we're going to hit on a few topics and then welcome some more phone calls at 504-556-9696. The president has been nominated again for another Nobel Peace Prize, this time for not starting any wars while in office. A member of a populist party, a guy named Jack Madison, has nominated him for contributing to stability in the Middle East. And this is, this man has received Nobel Peace Prize nominations like crazy. This is an Estonian politician who has nominated the president, and he's been nominated by a slew of various other politicians in Sweden and other countries. And boy, I think it is certainly worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize for what he did. All these peace deals with Israel. And Kosovo and Serbia?
Let me add this. So Obama gets the Peace Prize because he was, first black president. I guess that shows that he came a long way and,
he did nothing.
And they thought that he would...
on the hope.
End.
Hope.
End, you know, the problem in the United States with diversity and inclusion. And it should have happened. Mm-hmm. But now, Donald Trump actually does promote peace. He's successful at it.
Yeah, and guess who else was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for his work in brokering the peace deals between Israel and four Arab nations. And he was nominated by Alan Dershowitz. And that's pretty interesting. Alan Dershowitz is a liberal Democrat.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Yeah, and I guess he appreciates the fact that all these peace deals with Israel were arranged by the Trump administration.
Look, if you're Jewish, I don't understand why you would not support the president.
Yeah.
He has literally supported Israel like none other. Why would you not support him?
Yeah. We'll see. But guess who else got the Nobel Peace Prize? And that is a nomination, and that is the Black Lives Matter movement, which has fueled violent protests across the U.S. and founded by people that were avowed Marxists. They have now been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as well.
That is so infuriating.
Yeah.
And I have to say, do I think that black lives are valuable? 100%. But I will not say Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter is an organization. It is for money. It is about politics. It is about throwing money behind these progressives, like the two senators that they just got elected, the two communists that just got elected in Georgia. Okay? So we should change the terminology. Black lives are valuable. Okay? Valuable Americans.
Yeah. And, of course, Black Lives Matter activists harassed diners seated at the patio of a restaurant.
Well, that's just a peaceful protest.
That was a few months ago. Then activists from the movement also surrounded Rand Paul and several women who were leaving the D.C. Area after a President Trump speech for the RNC.
Also peaceful. What are you talking about?
Then last September, data released from Princeton University showed that riots associated with Black Lives Matter took place in 48 of the 50 largest cities in the U.S.
More peaceful? I don't know.
So I'm asking, riots, harassing people, all of that, communist roots, the organization itself, not the cause of supporting black Americans, but this organization itself, Nobel Peace Prize?
No way. Yeah. That would be another way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Support black Americans.
Yeah, right.
There's so many other ways to say it, but I'm not going to support an organization that is a terrorist organization that's built off of Maoists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it.
Let's take some more phone calls. Open line here on the program. Any topic we've addressed, fair game. And let's now go to one of our well-known contributors right now. Of course, get our notepads and calculators. Go to class. It's time for the Professor Joseph in Metairie. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, I haven't read or heard the whole speech or whatever you want to call it, that address that Donald Trump gave on January 6th to his followers in Washington, D.C., that supposedly resulted in the, the attack on the Capitol building or whatever.
Breach of security?
Right, and there was nothing wrong with his speech. It was a perfect speech.
But here's what when I was listening to everyone talk, waiting my turn, I realized that there is the equivalent in our American history, going back to the American Revolution, of a similar type of address. I believe it was to the Virginia Assembly. I don't know the day or the date, the month. I'm not even quite sure of the year, but it was before the actual shots, before the shots were fired at Lexington and Concord. But do you remember a famous American patriot called Patrick Henry?
Yes, of course.
Remember how he concluded his speech? very inflammatory words.
Give me liberty or give me death?
Yes. Words that today, if Donald Trump had said them, that would have been a call for insurrection.
Yeah.
He would have been labeled an insurrectionist. That's exactly
Well, he's already being labeled that, as it is.
And that's exactly what the British crowd thought of those Americans that were, you know, advocating separation and independence from the empire, British Empire. And, of course, I've mentioned this, that you hear that word, insurrectionist, in that TV series. I believe it's called, it's not Rebellion, if I forgot, Turn. I think it's Turn. A Washington Spies. I believe that's the one. But insurrectionist. So you see, the thing is, if you really are open-minded about the verbiage, the words, it's like that old saying, one man's patriot is another man's traitor, or whatever. But the thing
To me, he's a patriot. To me, he is a great leader. He's certainly not an insurrectionist. He's certainly not someone who should be punished. And, Joseph, I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you for your call. Mimi, what do you think of it?
Well, there's no – he's the ultimate patriot.
Yeah.
And you know what's really hypocritical is Venezuela is making Venezuela great, you know, again, you know. China puts a Chinese first, Venezuela, you know, Venezuelans first. Russia.
We're the only country that's not allowed to put ourselves first.
But that's okay with the Dems. This is what I'm telling you. That's okay with the Dems.
The Democrats want to put the world first over us. They don't want to put America first.
But do you see the hypocrisy?
And anybody who wants to put America first is somehow racist, anti-Semitic, transphobic, homophobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic,
look, in Trump's sexist. In Trump's words, that was a perfect speech on January 6th. There's nothing wrong with it. He is allowed to contest elections. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with questioning things. That's what Congress is for. They question things. They debate things.
Well, today in Congress, they don't do a very good job of that because not much gets done in Congress. By the way, I want to conclude with just giving a shout-out to the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who is saying Florida is open, we've got your back. He said, if you work in a restaurant, we have your back. If you're a hairstylist, we protect your right to earn a living. And if you are a parent, we ensure your kids have the right to attend school in person. Lockdowns do not work. School closures have been disastrous. Yet even today, we see across the country, businesses shuttered, lives ruined, and schools closed. Florida, Texas, those are some states doing it right, Mimi.
Well, he's a Trump candidate.
Yeah.
I see, and that might be the tact we need to take. We need to take, if not Trump in 2024, we need to put forth candidates who are Trumpians. And, you know, one of them is Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we need to get her.
She needs to run for senator in Alaska.
Would minds explode if it was 2024 Trump Palin?
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God. Saturday Night Live would have a field day with that.
Right. All right. All right. You're fired up this evening there, Miss Mimi.
Yes.
Thank you. And folks, thoughts, comments, ideas, suggestions on anything we talked about, email me, jeff@wgso.com. Hey, join our page on Facebook, He Said, She Said. Love to have you like us. And, of course, you want to check out the podcast, you can always do that at WGSO.com. It'll be posted there, as all of our shows are, right after we finish.
And tune in to Jeff every day.
7 to 11. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Folks, have a great rest of the evening. Something to say next, right here on WGSO.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge January 28th, Leo Nocentelli and George Porter Jr.'s Mardi Gras Show. February 5th, George Porter Jr. and February 12th, Soul Project. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the same day, President Biden met with 10 Republicans to discuss a coronavirus stimulus package. Democrat congressional leaders are introducing a budget resolution that will let lawmakers pass a fresh COVID-19 relief package without any Republican support. The measure is a first step in potentially enacting a budget reconciliation bill, which would let Democrats pass the package even if no Republicans back it, because they hold majorities in the House and Senate. The snowstorm that dropped up to a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest is now making its way east to New Jersey, with this New Jersey resident telling NBC News,
"It's snow, it's New Jersey, it snows here. I'm not in Florida. What do you want to think? I think it's snow."
It is the biggest storm to hit the region in 5 years. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season, as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year. The IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January, as it does most years. The Biden administration is awarding $230 million in funding to Illume Health for at-home coronavirus test kits.
Department of Defense and HHS made an announcement today at what will be the country's first over-the-counter at-home COVID test.
Senior advisor to the president, Andy Slavitt, says the funding will allow Illume to manufacture 19 billion test kits per month by the end of this year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Online brokerage firm Robinhood Markets raised another $2.4 billion from shareholders days after investors agreed to pump $1 billion into the online brokerage to help it ride out a trading frenzy in popular stocks, including GameStop. Robinhood is still limiting the purchase of GameStop and other 8 stocks, to which Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri says,
"These day traders, these retail investors, they have been subjected to more criticism and more scrutiny by the Wall Street types than the people who single-handedly crashed the financial system in 2008 and then got bailed out by the government. So it is an incredible double standard. They have exposed that double standard. And it goes back to concentrated power, whether it's on Wall Street, whether it's with tech. We need to go after it, and we need to let everyday folks have their share, have their power. That's what the Constitution says, we the people."
The senator speaking there on Fox News. An attempted takeover of a hotel by homeless activists ends in arrest.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. 7 people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers, the highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be-